Emily's Quest, an excerpt from a novel by L. M. Montgomery. On her 24th birthday, Emily opened and read the letter she had written from herself at 14 to herself at 24. It was not the amusing performance she had once expected it to be. She sat long at her window, with the letter in her hand, watching the light of yellow sinking stars over the bush that was still called Lofty John's, oftener than not, from old habit. What would pop out when she opened that letter? A ghost of first youth, of ambition, of vanished love, of lost friendship? Emily felt she would rather burn the letter than read it, but that would be cowardly. One must face things, even ghosts. With a sudden quick movement, she cut open the envelope and took out the letter. A whiff of old fragrance came with it. Folded in it were some dried rose leaves, crisp brown things that crumbled to dust under her touch. Yes, she remembered that rose. Teddy had brought it to her one evening when they had been children together, and he had been so proud of that first red rose that bloomed on a little house rose bush Dr. Burnley had given him, the only rose that ever did bloom on it, for that matter. His mother had resented his love for the little plant. One night, it was accidentally knocked off the windowsill and broken. If Teddy thought or knew there was any connection between the two facts, he never said so. Emily had kept the rose as long as possible in a little vase on her study table, but the night she had written her letter, she had taken the limp, faded thing and folded it, with a kiss, between the sheets of paper. She had forgotten that it was there, and now it fell in her hand, faded, unbeautiful, like the rose hopes of long ago, yet with some faint bittersweetness still about it. The whole letter seemed full of it, whether of sense or spirit she could hardly tell. This letter was, she sternly told herself, a foolish romantic affair, something to be laughed at. Emily carefully laughed at some parts of it. How crude, how silly, how sentimental, how amusing! Had she really ever been young and callow enough to write such flowery, exultant nonsense? And one would have thought, too, that 14 regarded 24 as verging on venerable. "Have you written your great book?" airily asked 14 in conclusion. "Have you climbed to the very top of the alpine path? Oh, 24, I'm envying you. It must be splendid to be you. Are you looking back patronizingly and pityingly to me? You wouldn't swing on a gate now, would you? Are you a staid old married woman with several children living in the disappointed house with the one you know of? Only don't be stodgy, I implore you, dear 24, and do be dramatic. I love dramatic things and people. Are you what name will fill those blanks? Oh, dear 24, I put into this letter for you a kiss and a handful of moonshine and the soul of a rose and some of the green sweetness of the old hill field and a whiff of old violets. I hope you are happy and famous and lovely. And I hope you haven't quite forgotten your foolish old self."